This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
David Seaman's cut off his line, and Brazil take the lead. Ronaldinho has scored.
Brilliance from Ricardo Quaresma has returned for Portugal.
It's Shabalala!
Maybe!
Laura Pereira hit by James! Oh, what a goal!
Ah, yes, it is time for What's Kooky at the Cup. Thanks to the newsroom for keeping us on our toes in that break. We'll find out what the hell's going on there. What's Kooky at the Cup? Mark, our resident Scotteroo, has his eyes across everything. Morning, mate.
Good morning, mate. Good morning, listeners. How are we?
Yes, we're all good. We're all good. By the way, John on the text line says, does Tom know that Dave Warner is a Roosters fan? He's very quick to turn on his own, isn't he, Matty? Be careful. He says,
There's no honour in Tommy Costigan.
We'll dig into that a little bit later. He's not turning on David Warner at all. He's simply pointing out some statistical facts that do show that, you know, you've got to go all the way back to the January test in Sydney against New Zealand to find the last time that Davey Warner scored a ton. So the question now is, obviously, they're looking for a transition period. Who is that person or those batters to step up and put their names in the ring? And how long do you hold on to somebody as brilliant and as bullish and as experienced as Davey Warner? That's going to be the question. And they'll have planning successions, no worries about that. But happy to talk about that in just a sec. But we need to find out what's kooky at the Cup.
Yes, so first things first, Craig Goodwin has returned to Adelaide, came back on the flight. A lot of the players came back on their flights this week after their World Cup. And this is the scenes that arrived for Craig Goodwin as he turned back up. It was lovely to see. That's what you want to see.
God bless him, Adelaide. Good on him.
One player. So not like Sydney where there's a load of them flying back in all at the same time. They turned up for one guy.
Well, hopefully he didn't get caught at customs or sitting around waiting for his bag for hours and hours. Yeah, well done. And well done to everybody getting out to support those guys. Because, it's funny when you look at it, mate, when you see... And we heard so many times Graham Arnold saying, get off social media, all that kind of stuff. And there are these extraordinary times where squads and teams and players go away and they don't really know what's happening back home. They kind of do, but they kind of don't. So if they do stay off social media and if they stay off the news and they stay in their bubble, it blows their mind when they come back and go, holy cow, there's all these people here to see us. And they don't realize that those people have been there seeing you guys for weeks on end. So I think it's wonderful. I think it's a really personal touch to everything that they've done, and it shows them the kind of support that's been ongoing. They know what's happening, but they don't know it. They don't see and hear it personally because they've been shut down from it. So those kind of scenes are awesome. What about this American commentator? Now, what's the story here?
This is wild for me. So this is a reporter called Tom Rinaldi for Fox Sports over in the US. He's reporting before the Portugal game this morning, and he tries his best to do some lyrical, poetic, I'm going to call it nonsense, before the game. I'm just going to play the clip, and you'll see it's very cringy and very assumption. There's a big assumption he makes anyway. Here it comes.
Rob, there's only one thing worse than being talked about, and that's not being talked about. The iconic Irish writer Oscar Wilde said that. Don't know if he was a soccer fan, but he definitely would have been a fan of Cristiano Ronaldo. The center of
Oh, dear.
If there's one thing we know about the 19th century Irish poet Oscar Wilde, he would have loved Cristiano Ronaldo. That's one thing we absolutely know. ridiculous.
Oh, did. It was also, I believe that when Australia played Argentina on that day, that the match beforehand, the American commentators, I saw a tweet from my mate Lee Diffie over there, that the American commentator said, who played before us? I'm trying to think.
USA would it be
Netherlands.
Netherlands, yes.
Yeah. So once Netherlands had won and the Australian match hadn't started yet, that they said, well, Netherlands will play Argentina.
Ah, oh, that's assumption. Yeah. I don't like that one even more.
Yeah, I did see that. So Diff had got up to watch it, or whatever time he watched it over there in the States, and obviously a proud Australian, and he put that on social media saying, because he saw the first match and went, nah, that's a little bit low ball. That's how it turned out, but it's a little bit low ball. Yeah. What else is happening?
So former Cameroon and Inter Milan striker, Samuel Eto'o, one of the best strikers to ever play, he got in a fight out in Qatar. So he's out there, he's walking kind of near the stadiums after one of the games, and what is believed to be a YouTuber comes up to him, and it looks like he might be trying to get a selfie, and he is taking a few pictures, Samuel. He's not being too rude to start with, but this guy just keeps shoving the camera in his face. He was trying to get videos with him. And so Samuel Eto'o goes full Alex Volkanovski, and he sucks the knee in, puts the knee into the guy's head. The guy leans over.
Oh, I saw that.
He leaps up, absolutely powers his knee into this guy's head, and knocks him over. So, I mean, he's come out afterwards and apologized and said that there are some, he has some issues. I believe Algeria believe that he cheated once, and so he's like, oh, I think it was an Algeria fan trying to say I cheated again. And so all this stuff with the apologies. But you can't just because some guy's annoying you with a camera, get some security, walk away. Don't just stick the knee in.
Unfortunately, you know where that argument lost me there was when you said YouTuber.
Yeah.
Sounds to me as though old mate the pest got exactly what he wanted.
Oh, he was being annoying, but that's the... Annoyingly, if you're Samuel Eto'o, it's not fair, but you can't just knee somebody in the street because you're Samuel Eto'o.
Correct. That's what's kooky at the Cup. Make sure you stick around. 0457 736 736. We've lit up the text line here with thoughts around David Warner and his future in the Test arena, how long that lasts and who could possibly replace him. Of course, they're not going to make a move anytime soon. Jack Besgrove's going to join me, part of the Australian winning, World Cup winning squad over there in Auckland for the Aussie Steeler men's softball team.